Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. I'm your host, Minister Janice Williams, and we are happy to have you with us. Yes, we are truly happy today. Yes, we are. Yes, we just thank God for you. We thank God that you took time to come and just be with us this day. Yeah, this very day. Yeah. We are just grateful. And we know that every time we meet, we always address our prayers and our concerns, our prayers and concerns for our nation as a whole, our prayers and concern for South Carolina, for Florida, for all the nation that's grieving. We are all grieving. Yes, yes. But we know that darkness may appear. It may come. But we know that joy comes in the morning. Joy is going to come. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Let us pray today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you for this minute, thanking you for this opportunity that you've given us, that we can come and share your love, your power. Oh, your omnipotence. Oh, God, we thank you today. We thank you, God. We ask, Master, that you continually look upon this United States. Look upon the nations as a whole. Oh, God, we need you. And we can't get along without you. We may think we can, but we cannot. We ask, oh, God, that you teach us how to love one another. Oh, God, we know that you said that we should love one another as you has loved us. Oh God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to teach us how to love. Teach us how to be concerned one for another. Not just for a second, not just for a minute, but continuously have solidarity one for another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We thank God. We thank God. Yes, we do. Yes, we thank him. If it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? Where would we be? I don't know about anybody else, but I know that I would have been lost. Yeah, on a road headed to destruction. Glory to God. With no God on my side. No God. Thinking I knew it. Thinking nobody could tell me. Think I knew everything. Glory to God. But I thank God. That one day, he saw fit to knock me off of that road. Glory to God. And put me on a straight street. Did you hear what I said? Glory to God. Oh, I'm happy today. I'm happy today. Yes, yes, yes. We want to just stand, let's lift it up. Keep them lifted up in prayer. Just all over, all the families. Oh, God, we ask you right now to just keep them lifted up. Well, we know that this Sunday we celebrate Father's Day. And here at Victorious Living, we would like to just take this time to say to you, Dad, to you, Uncle, to you, Brother, to keep Christ first in your life on this Father's Day. Yeah. Turn with me quickly to the book of Esther. Yeah, the book of Esther. We're going to go with Esther chapter 2. And you know, this is something that I really don't recall doing too much study on. But today, yeah, glory to God. God spoke this to me. He just said Mordecai. And I'm like, who is Mordecai? He said Mordecai. And when he said, Janice said, what you want me to do? Hallelujah. So tonight we're going to hear Mordecai. Yeah, we're going to talk about him. And we see that in this particular chapter, chapter 2, we have this king. His name is Tiridates. And we have Vashti. And we have Mordecai, and we have Esther. Yeah, these are the main characters in this particular chapter. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Of course, the unit. We can't forget him. We can't forget him. We got to have him in there. Yeah, yeah. So we see that we're just going to start at verse 2. Mm-hmm. And first of all, we just want to state that this particular book is way back when, before the queen was selected, Esther, before she was selected, there was always a process that the kings would go through in order to find a wife. You know, in our society today, it may not seem like it's going on, but there are some of the elites who are very careful who is selected into their families. Not just anybody can be involved in their families. Yeah, they're very selective. Yeah, it's just like when you go to the store and you want to get the prime meat, the prime rib. Yeah, yes, there's a selection that takes place. Yeah, so I want you to just keep your mind open to this process. This is a process that we're getting ready to witness. And it says in verse 2, chapter 2, it says, then the king's personal attendants proposed. Yes, he proposed. He said, let a search be made for a beautiful young virgins for the king. Yeah. Now, I want you to stay with me with this, because we know that in these days, they had more than one wife. Yeah. So this was permissible. This was what the law, this what they were used to. Okay. So it says here, let a search be made for beautiful young virgins for the king. Verse 3. And it said, let the king appoint commissioners in her pavilion of his reign to bring all these beautiful girls into the harems. Yeah. A separate part of a Muslim household reserved for wives and concubines and female servants. Yes. He said, let them be placed under the care of the eunuch, the king's eunuch, who is in charge of the women. And let beauty treatments be given to them. Yeah, look at that. Beauty treatments. Can you imagine that? Getting your nails done, getting your facial, getting a massage, having a masseuse, a complete makeover. Yeah, a complete makeover. Yeah. Sounds interesting. Sounds good. Sounds exciting. Yes. Wow. Can you imagine that? A complete makeover. Mm-hmm. Sounds great, and it sounds to the extreme of measures of royalty. That's what it sounds like to me. Yes. In verse 4, we see that he says here, then let the girls who please the king be queen instead of Vestis. This advice appealed to the king, and he followed it. Yeah, the eunuch, he was in position. He was in the position of power where he could actually give suggestions to the king and of leadership. Yeah, and most of the time, leadership followed the eunuch. Wow, can you imagine that? Yeah, look, listen to this. And it says here in verse 5, it said, now there was in the citadel a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin. His name was Mordecai. Yeah. Mordecai. Are you with me with that? Mordecai. Sounds familiar? The tribe of Benjamin? One of the 12 tribes? Yes. Mordecai. Let's drop on down to verse 7. And it says, Mordecai was a cousin, had a cousin named Kardashians, whom he had brought up because she had neither father nor mother. And it says, this girl, who was also known as Esther, was lovely in form and features. And Mordecai had taken her as his own daughter when her father and mother died. Now, I want you to stay with me with this because, you know, we just said that on Sunday we will be celebrating Father's Day. And I want to bring out some key points to this particular lesson. And when the Holy Ghost gave me this today, I didn't know anything about Mordecai. And I was like, okay, God, who is Mordecai? Who is this? Yeah. And God know. He know how I am. Whatever he say, sister gonna do. Hallelujah. And Mordecai is an awesome man. He's awesome. He's awesome in character. He's awesome in spirit. He's awesome. Because Mordecai was a man of God. Did you hear what I said? Now, when I told you that, I want you to just go back with me because I just said that this was a cousin. Yeah, a cousin. This was not a father. This was not an uncle. Okay? This was a cousin. Yeah. And we know that cousins are, you know, that's like, you can be distant relatives. You know, it's not necessarily immediate. Yes. So in these days, at this particular time, it was a custom that if the cousin who was maybe second or whatever of kin, he could easily have married. Ha! He could have married her. He could have took her for his own. Are you with me tonight? But he chose not to. He chose not to. Look at this. Look at this. Hallelujah. He said, this girl, who was also known as Esther, was lovely in form and features, and Mordecai had taken her as his own daughter when her father and her mother had perished. She had no family, only Mordecai, who was her cousin. Glory to God. Yeah, look at this. Mm-hmm. This girl, who was also known as Esther, she had a lovely form and features. When we say form, we're talking about her physique, her shape, her figure, her features, her facial features. Yeah. Mordecai had taken her as his own daughter. Yes. Brilliant. Brilliant. Brilliant man. Look at verse 8. And it says, when the king ordered an edict had been proclaimed. Now, remember I explained to you that this was like a meeting where it was a certain selection that was to undertake. Everybody wasn't welcome. Everybody wasn't in this particular group. This was the group of the elite. Yeah, this was a certain group. Yes, look at this. And it said, many girls were brought to the Centel. And it says, Esther also was taken to the king's palace. Glory to God. Now, I want you to stay with me because Mordecai is not just your average guy. He's not just your average Joe. Yes. Yeah. He is a dad. He is a true dad. He's a dad that's looking for something for his daughter. I want you to stay with me with this. Look at this. And it says in verse 9, it says, the girl Esther, she pleased and she won favor. She was assigned beauty treatments and special food. Yeah, you see, if you got favor, you begin to get favor from the king, so then you begin to get certain treats. You begin to get certain levels of elegance. Yeah, certain things that others didn't get. Oh, and you remember, favor wasn't given to everybody. Stay with me tonight. Sounds wonderful. Yeah, because everybody didn't have favor. Look at verse 10. Esther had not revealed her nationality and her family background. Why? Because Mordecai had forbidden her to do so. And Esther, being an obedient, are you with me? She was obedient. She was obedient to Mordecai because this was the only family she knew. This was the only source of love and kindness and protection that she was aware of. So she followed his directions. You know, when we take time and we follow our parents, we follow their instructions, it usually leads us to a good place. Usually. Because they have our best interests at hand. Glory to God. Now I want you to just drop down with me, and I want you to go to verse 17. Yeah, glory to God. And we see that verse 17, it says, now the king was attracted to Esther. He was attracted to her. Yeah. Remember, she got favored at first, and she was getting treatments. And then she began to get special foods. It never tells us what the foods were, but just imagine getting some hors d'oeuvres. Yeah, hors d'oeuvres. Just imagine getting a choice of meat, of lamb. Yeah, roasted lamb. Glory to God. Just imagine the best wine. Yes, the best wine in the palace. Look at this. And it says here in verse 17, it says, now the king was attracted to Esther more than any of the others, the other women. Remember, there was a wide selection. Yeah, there were a wide selection of females. But Esther, she won. She won favor. Glory to God. She won favor, and she was approved more than any of the other versions. Put a pen right there. I said versions. Yeah. V-I-R-G-I-N-S. Yeah. There's a reason, there's a purpose behind it. Yeah. There was no prostitutes here. There was no just laying around doing anything you want to do here. This was a certain class. Glory to God. Are you with me tonight? Yeah. And Mordecai, he knew his daughter. Yeah, just like a father, just like a genuine father. Let me say that, a genuine father, a father that had concern for his child. Glory to God. Yeah. Looking for security for his own child. Looking for a form of stability for his child. Glory to God. Anybody can understand what I'm saying? Any dad out there tonight understand what we're talking about today? Yeah. So we see here the king, he set a royal crown, glory to God, on the head of Esther, and he made her the queen instead of Vestas. Yeah. He listened to what the eunuch said. Glory to God. Remember, the eunuch was one who worked with females. He worked with women. So he would be right there in the room, and he would hear all the complaints. He would hear all the negative conversation. He would hear all the gossip. So he knew everything. But Esther, glory to God, was under the leadership of Mordecai, who was told to be quiet about her past, who was told not to discuss about her family. Are you with me today? So you know what that means? That brought on a sense of restraining. Yeah. She was restrained. She refrained from the idle chatter. Are you with me? Glory to God. Remember that Mordecai was a man of God. Hallelujah. And he was looking for security for his child. He was looking for stability for his daughter. And it says here, the king selected. He selected Esther. Glory to God. Remember, she had the features that were overwhelming. Said here, features. And that the frame was very significant. Yes. Glory to God. just like a loving dad. A dad who would, at the end, he will receive. Why would he receive? The father was pleased because he had accomplished what he wanted. Glory to God. And that was to bring security and a prosperous, are you with me? A prosperous future with love and security and hope. Now, I want you to just stay with this because this is a dad. Remember now, Esther is really not his blood, truth. He's not his, let's say, immediate biological daughter. But one would never be able to tell. Because he loved her just like she was his very own. Glory to God. I'm talking to some dad out there who understand and know exactly what I'm talking about. He got an Esther. He got an Esther somewhere. And he's planning her future. And he's looking. And he's protecting. And he's looking for stability for his child. Yes. There's a dad out there. There's a brother out that's looking for his sister to have stability, to have a future, to grant guidance and counseling when it's needed. Glory to God. Yeah, there is an uncle that's laying waiting on whatever she may need, that he can go and that he can guide her into directions that she needs to be. Glory to God. Yeah, today we're talking about a male. We're talking about Mordecai. Yeah, Mordecai. Look at it. Are there any Mordecais out there? Any Mordecais out there today? Glory to God. Yes, but I want you to really look at this because the whole picture is not complete until you get a full understanding of how it's really going to be. Now, remember, Mordecai is trying to bring security. He's trying to bring stability. Hallelujah. Life. Glory to God. But in the meantime, while he is doing all of that, our Lord and our Savior, it's going to bless Mordecai. Are you with me? Because whatever the daughter will receive from the king, I want you to stay with me. Stay with me right here. Whatever the daughter gets from the king, the daughter is going to take care of Mordecai. Are you listening to me? So the whatever you sow, look at that. Look at this. He's sowing. He's sowing right now. That's what he's doing. He's sowing this stability here. He sowed this security. Glory to God, what's coming back. Look at the fruits that's coming back to Mordecai. And if we go on in the lesson, which I just wanted you to just stay right here this time, but if we were to continue on in the lesson, we would find that there was some evil people that were the right hand of the king. I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, your enemy is right next to you. He's right there. Yeah. But to be just short and brief with it, once the king found out what the plan, what the plot was, he destroyed them. Yes. And everything that they had, glory to God. And Mordecai. Yeah, look at that. Is it important, Dad?
of how to sow? Is it important, Dad, to know what you will reap? Is it important? Yes, it is. It is important to be a dad who's concerned, who has loving kindness, who has shelter in a time of a storm, who can give a kind word, who can have a warm hug. Glory to God. Is it important? Yes, it is. Who went to that cross? Glory to God. And he hung there. He could have came down, but he chose not to. He did it for us. Greater love than no man that he could lay down his life. Did you hear me? He laid down his life for us. Oh, no greater love. No greater love. Glory to God. Child. And a child for the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mordecai. Mordecai. Taking on the responsibility of bringing up a child. Glory to God. A distant relative. That's what we would say today. That's a distant relative. But no one would actually have known because she was raised as his own. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for all the Mordecais that are out there. Hallelujah. They've stepped up to the plate and they hit the home run. Hallelujah. Having Jesus in their lives. Yeah. Yes. We give him all praise. We give him all honor. And we thank him for the Mordecais that he created to be an example, to rise up this day for men to see a true man of God. He could have went the other way. He could have molested. He could have had incest, but he chose not to. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Master, we're just so grateful today. We thank you, God. We thank you for Mordecai. We thank you for all the Mordecais that are out there today who have rose up to the occasion of raising a child, to the occasion of raising many children, to being protectors, to being keepers of a household. Oh, God, we ask, Master, that you continually bless them, not just today, but always. Keep them under your watchful care in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We pray. We want to just remind you that Sunday evenings from 7 to 8 o'clock, God's Favorite Ministries with Pastor Vivian George. Yes. Just dial the same number and just come on. Come on in and enjoy yourself. Pastor will be delighted to have you. Delighted to have you in her service. Glory to God. And again, happy Father's Day. Good night.